This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 19th of February. Dhaka Gladiators successfully defended their Bangladesh Premier League title by beating Chittagong Kings by 43 runs in today's final. Anam Ul Haq and Shakib Ul Hasan helped the Gladiators post 172 for 9, with innings of 58 off 36 balls and 41 off 29 balls, respectively. Jason Roy and Marmadullah then both contributed at least 40 to the Chittagong run chase, but support from the other batsmen was sadly lacking. Alfonso Thomas and Mosharraf Hussain each took 3 wickets, as they were all out for just 129. Tasmania beat Western Australia in the final group match of this season's Ryobi One Day Cup, meaning that the final will be contested by Victoria and Queensland. The Warriors had needed a big win to overhaul the Bulls in the final standings, but were instead soundly beaten by Tasmania. Mitchell Marsh did his best, hitting 104 after 96 balls on his return from injury, but Western Australia were bowled out to 256, in reply to Tasmania's mammoth 376. That total had been built around innings of 95 from Ricky Ponting, and given a boost by brisk half-centuries from Jordan Silk and James Faulkner. Chris Jordan, Miguel Cummings and Ashley Nurse each ended with 3 wickets, as Barbados beat Guyana on the final day of their 4-day match at the Kensington Oval. Chasing 378 to win, Ghana were dismissed for 284, in spite of 50s from Stephen Jacobs and Zaheer Mohammed. The match between the top two sides in the Logan Cup began today in Matari. It was Mountaineers who had much the better the first day, as Greg Lamb hit 157 and Kevin Kasusa 66, helped them close on 302 for 4. Last place Mashonaland Eagles made 352 on day 1 against Southern Rocks. Opener Keith Kondo hit a career best 98, added 150 with his captain Stuart Mazzacanieri, who made 76. Karachi Whites closed day 2 of their Kardiazem Trophy Super 8 match against Islamabad on 166 for 4. Shazib Hasan and Khalid Latif both fell prior to stumps to Imad Wasim, having passed 50. Islamabad had earlier extended their first innings to 414, with opener Shahan Masood taking his score to 199 before being dismissed by Atif Makbool. The other Group A match saw Silcott take control over Rawalpindi. They lead by 139 runs after reaching stumps on 433 for 4. Opener Majid Jahangir made 92, but it was the fourth wicket partnership of 225 for Mohammed Ayoub and Sher Malik, which really took the game away from the home side. In Group B, Lahore Ravi lead by 57 runs at the close against Karachi Blues. They reached stumps on 147 for 4, having recovered from the impact of 4 Anwar Ali wickets, which had seen them slip to 57 for 4. Tariq Haroon had early hit 61 from number 8 for Blues, as they earned a first innings lead in spite of Mohammed Irshad's 5 wickets. Lahore Shalimar finally declared on 473-7 against Hyderabad, with Imran Butt and Umar Akmal each having completed their centuries. Hyderabad then closed day 2 on 60-2 in reply.